Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For all those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We do this radio show every Sunday night that we can at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes there might be a holiday in the way. Sometimes there might be some other issues that go on. Sometimes there may be travel plans. But almost always, we're here with Jody Bear. HealthCoachJody.com is her website. We've been working with Jody for a super-duper long time, and usually we have some inspiring and motivational direction for you to be able to successfully build your own home-based business or maybe improve your health or all those types of things. But tonight is kind of like a sad, if you will, radio show. But we wanted to announce some of the things that are – or something that happened and some of the actions that need to be taken to be able to make sure that we continue the cause of really wonderful people that we've spoken about before. So tonight I usually have a bounce in my step, if you will, a little bit, you know, my heart's fluttering, not wondering what Jody's going to probably say, but it's going to be a little bit on the somber side relative to what's been going on. Thankful for all the things that happened before, hopeful that we'll be able to do amazing things for the people that relied on this gentleman, and I'll kind of step out of the way and say, Jody Bear, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
And Peter, thank you for giving me the platform. You always do. You always say the right words. So heartfelt and meaningful, because that's who you are. So I'm going to give a couple of announcements to our radio listening audience. I will tell you that next Sunday, it will be my pleasure, my delight, that I will bring my colleague and my friend of the last, well, golly sakes alive, 21 years I've known Dr. Mike Van Phelan, and he has a new book coming out, which is very health-related. EMR stands for Electromagnetic Frequency, the Silent Threat. So Dr. Mike and I, like I said, going way back, I was his first patient, and now I have been his friend and colleague after patient for all these years. So stay tuned so you can know that you can take knowledge, because when you take knowledge, it's power. And also going ahead and taking knowledge, which becomes power for you, it's 13 days and counting. I have, and I'm starting my 5 weeks to foundational health. Yes, it's foundational health is where our foundation must be. And it's starting on the 29th of January. It is a special, special time where we're going to bring many things together. As I say, it's give me five. Give me five vitamins, five intentions, five fitnesses. I said that backwards. Let me start again. Five fitnesses. Give me five. That's the F. Give me five intentions. That's the I. Give me five vitamins. That's the V. Give me five energies. That's the five things. So five times four, you're going to have 20 things, twice the number to become a perfect 10. And this will be on Zoom. It will be recorded not only for your tuition. You will get my two free ebooks, one on how to alkaline combine your foods. The number two is your 10 rituals to rock your day. And then you're going to get a free access to my newsletter, a closed Facebook page, and the early bird sign up still, including through the 21st, will include five vitamins, essential vitamins and supplements to get you on your way for these 5 weeks. We're going to be doing the parasite cleanse, the colon cleanse, and we've talked about that before, and why your liver should quiver, and why you need to be great to your gallbladder, and make sure that your kidneys say yes, please, to continue full optimal health in this era that we find ourselves in, this epidemic. As I said last week, be the little pig. All three little pigs were geniuses. The little pig who built his house on straw, the little pig who built his house with grass, but it was the little pig that built his foundation of his house on a brick foundation that saved his little two pig little brothers, because that COVID wolf came by and blew it all away. And yes, that's kind of where I want to start today. So just go ahead and DM me. You can either call me at 800-820-0854. That's 800-820-0854. Or you can reach out to me on my email, which is Jodee, J-O-D-E-E, at healthcoachjodee.com. That's J-O-D-E-E at healthcoachjodee.com. You can also DM me on any of my social platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all at Health Coach Jodee. Let's get you started. Let's give yourself the real way to have a healthy day, making it a healthier you in 2022. And frankly, still, if you participate by the 21st, I can get you your $199 worth of free vitamins, and you will know how to use them. They just won't sit on your shelf. You'll be able to go ahead and not only implement this, but spread the word far and wide. And so in that guise, and what we're doing tonight is, yes, we got some riveting news in the era of COVID, that we had a situation last Saturday where Dr. Amos Abuga, who was the head of the Abuga Memorial Foundation, suddenly died. He passed away from COVID. And with Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming on Monday, everybody knows his I Have a Dream speech. I have a dream where all men are created equal, not by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. I have a dream. And I'll have to admit, I never really thought, as we were going through this week, and those of us that were in the middle of this, how are we going to just cope? What were we going to do? And Rob Baird, who has been on our show, our radio show, Rob Baird, who's also a minister, but Rob Baird, who he and his wife Nancy have lost over 100 pounds on our weight loss program. And he sent me something on Psalm 23, because it says, you know, our Yahuwah, which is the original word for what we commonly call is G-O-D, that he, our Savior, is our shepherd. I shall not want. Well, it goes on in Psalm 23 to say, he anoints my head with oil. And I'm thinking, you know, why did they put oil all over the sheep? Well, Rob went on to send me this in a private message, and I really never knew the parallel until knowing that of Dr. Abuga's passing and thinking that sheep get their head caught in briars and they die trying to get untangled. There's a horrid thing that happens that just flies like a torment around sheep, and the flies keep laying eggs because they know that the sheep is going to die. All right. If that isn't because they know that their death is just imminent when they're caught up in the briars. But see, when this happens, a sheep's eyes and ears are tormented with insects. So the shepherd knew this. And what does a real shepherd do? He anoints the whole head of his sheep with oil. And guess what? Then if the sheep gets caught, he can get out of the briars. See, that oil forms a barrier protection against the evil that tries to destroy the sheep. Right now, this is a tumultuous time for us, because I'm thinking about what happened to the now deceased head of our Amos Abuga Orphanage. Well, guess what? The name is Abuga Memorial Orphanage. And just like this, the sheep getting caught in the briar, I would ask if you are praying, a praying people, that you would pray for the guidance. You would pray for the complete reorganization of this orphanage. Why? Because it's all about the orphans. It truly, truly is going on. This orphanage has been around since 2009. And many, many children have gone through this. And it really, really, as we come back from our break, from our commercial break, I will go into this a little bit. Because Dr. Martin Luther King, I have a dream that we will hear "Let Freedom Ring" as he went on from Stone Mountain, Georgia, to the halls of Congress, to the farms and the plantations in Mississippi, that all men are created equal, that we can say, "Let freedom ring," because that's really what the dream was in 2009. And we have a plan, and I want to share it with you, my wonderful audience, that have heard and have seen Brooke Sherfield come on with the Kenya Kids, have seen our back-to-back forkids.com website, have seen her on my social media as a real spokeswoman for this, but so that you can help us do the reorganization and go forward to go and say that we still have a dream. So, Peter, back to you after our announcement.
We're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening in. You're listening to me. My name is Peter Mingles. Jody Bear is healthcoachjody.com is her regular website, and you should go there and check out the regular stuff that she does. But just a little note as far as the sad passing of the gentleman who founded this Kenyan Kids Foundation for the Orphans. They've been through a lot of changes and variations. This is a whole story. I mean, books could be written about the history of this foundation. However, with his passing, I know he's done a wonderful job by aligning himself with some amazing people, Jody Bear being one of them, and the gal who did the radio show for us before, what's her name, Sheffield?
Brooke.
I didn't want to misspeak. She's like, this is a dynamo kid. These people have really taken it up on their own, so they were prepared to be able to continue to run the operation, and I know they're going to have somebody locally there that steps up. So we call it building fortunes for a reason. There's three types of people and behaviors you could build, you can maintain, or you destroy. With this gentleman's passing, I know a lot of people are really going to be motivated to build this bigger and better and more solid than ever before. So although no one wants to lose the founder of an organization, it's in good hands. Those orphans are going to take the people are going to take care of the orphans. It's going to take some hard work, a lot of determination, but I have complete faith. I was a little bit shocked when I first heard it, but complete faith that everything is going to be okay. A little bumpy, but it's going to certainly be okay. So, Jody, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. And, yes, Dr. Amos Abuga led the Kenya Kids, the Amos, and actually the name is the Abuga Memorial Orphanage, because Dr. Abuga, who is junior, his father, Amos Abuga Sr., was the chieftain in Kisii, Kenya, in his hometown, and he had this piece of land. And what happened to Dr. Amos, he was a very successful businessman, a doctor of pharmacology in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, had several businesses, was a real estate, had a real estate portfolio and a trucking business. And when his father was ill and was dying, he flew back to Kenya and he was just moved to stay there. And that's what he did. He went ahead and took this plot of land, and he had actually connected. And this is a great part of the story, because he had connected with James Noland, Jay Noland, as I know him, my coach, my mentor, in Jay's first, that he was the owner of his first home-based business, was, as you can certainly attest, Peter, when somebody is a major producer in a network marketing business, in a home-based business, direct sales, whatever hybrid it is, and they do record-setting numbers, it gets anybody's attention, including the owner. And that's how Jay Noland met Amos Abuga. And then he heard a little bit about the foundation. And I remember Mr. Nolan telling me the story that he said, what about these orphans? Because I, too, was raised by a single parent. I was actually raised by my grandparents. Then my parents were both getting themselves together, as he calls it. Well, guess what? Guess what? There is a verse in James, in the good book, James 1:27. Yes, I've quoted it twice because it's really true. As a health coach and holistic nutritionist, I can always say there's six pillars. There's a reason why that spiritual pillar is number one, but you come back to the first pillar, because when the spiritual pillar is okay, it drives everything else. So the verse goes like this, James 1:27, that religion or your faith should be pure and undefiled before Yahuwah, commonly known as G-O-D, the Father. That is, to our mandate, believers, is to visit the orphans and widows in their affliction and keep yourself unstained from the world. And I know that that's one scripture that is absolutely dear to Mr. J. Nolan's heart, James Dwight Nolan Jr. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because when he heard the story about Amos Abuga and what and his land back in Kenya and all these orphans, there were some times in this run from 2009 all the way up to 2019 in intermittent times that it wasn't just James Nolan's businesses that took care of these orphans, but it was Mr. J. Nolan himself. Well, then we know the story. COVID hit. And a group of us that were lovers of freedom and lovers of this verse, James 1:27, banded together. At any given time, I am absolutely honored to say, during this COVID era when everything shut down, before COVID, the FTC shut our business down, so there was no revenue for the orphans. And this group averaged between 50 to 80 people, housed, fed, clothed, and educated these orphans, kept teachers paid, and did everything. Now, that to me is keeping oneself unstained from the world. And I'm not going to go ahead and mention names. My Success by Health family, when you listen to this broadcast, when you listen to that replay, you know who you are. Because when you do it in silent without credit, that's when you will be exalted by the Almighty himself. And I really, really wanted to just say this part and to go on and say, right now, we're in a reorganization. There will be a leader that will step up and move this forward. The services are January 28th. There are some of Dr. Amos's family from Dallas, Texas, that are going to be flying back to Kenya. We expect it to be quite a large funeral in the village, in the town. But the most important thing is this mission to feed, house, clothe, educate, and anoint these orphans like they've always had a father and mother, so they can go through the briars and the briar patch of life and remain unscathed, will occur. I'm calling it forth right now. It will happen. Why? Because of this band of warriors. There are a couple of people that are friends of our Building Fortunes Radio audience besides the amazing, just absolute blonde, brainy, and full of heart bombshell Brooke Sherfield that I want to mention, is that Melanie Summers, being a retired teacher, is writing an extended curriculum that's faith-based curriculum for these Kenya kids, for these orphans. They've been educated thus far on Think and Grow Rich principles. We're going to up the game. We're going to level up to do it. Just like you said, Peter, it's Building Fortunes Radio. You know, the people sometimes say that the one percenters, the top echelon, they just make things happen. Then the middle round of people just talk about what's happening. And it's kind of like the Dallas Cowboys. They'll look back at this game that they played in the NFC wildcard team today playoffs, because I love football. And they're going to say, what happened? That's when you let the circumstances of life get you. Well, the people that have taken this orphanage and the orphans on their back, the one that believe that there's a mandate to take care of them, and people like Melanie, they're upping the level in that 1% to write this faith-based curriculum. And then the amazing Mike King, I've known Mike now for over 8 years. He is like a big brother to me, and I want you to write this down. It is givesendgo.com/Dr. Amos, A-M-O-S. It's givesendgo.com/Dr. Amos. This is where, if you want to contribute to furthering the Buga Memorial Orphanage, and there's going to need to be like these plane tickets over there to make sure that everything is placed, having people as boots on the ground, and to take this orphanage to the next level. There's always going to be orphans, and there's plenty to go around in this COVID era. So it's just like we've got a bigger mandate. We've got a bigger breadbasket, and I just want to just give all the honor and respect to Mike King that he created this. And you can go to givesendgo.com/Dr. Amos, A-M-O-S. The reason we went with this site is they take a minimum fee, and it's a faith-based organization, so they take a minimum fee, so they don't take as much as other places do. So there's a way that you can be active with us. There's a way that you can participate. You can also go to back2back4kids.com, because we are going to be back to back with these kids, because it's all about the orphans. It's all about doing that thing that is so important. It's like the word that was our week, and Mr. Nolan gave this to a core of us, and the word is discipliniples. What does that mean? Well, it's discipline and disciples. Yes, this is a much different Building Fortunes Radio. I'm talking more on the spiritual pillar. But I believe Yahushua, known most commonly as Jesus, our Savior, the one man that walked on this earth unscathed, undefiled, and without sin or blame. He just found five disciples, and then he found another five, and here you go. He had a two-step approach. We've heard that in home-based business. He ended up with 12. One fell out, and the replacement was Paul. You know the story. But those 12 disciples changed the world. But I believe in this COVID era, I believe right here and now, that it is going to take discipliniples. That's where this word came from. We've got to up our game in this COVID era. That's just why I'm doing the 5 weeks to foundational health, because we deserve to have 100% health and 100% immunity and 100% being able to go all out, all in, as the Bible says, to live to 120, to make a difference. That means I have 53 years to go, and I'm going to do it. That's just the way it is. And we got a chance to go ahead and make all the difference in the world. We are difference makers. But being disciples is one thing. I believe that the little pig that built his house with grass and straw, and I believe, even though he was hurried, I believe that the little pig that built it out of sticks was a genius, and he was a disciple, but he was a disciplinable. They weren't disciplined. The one was hurried, the other was distracted, but it was the little pig that brought it together with a house upon bricks that was able to save the rest. So will you join me in being a disciplinable, disciplined enough to be the disciple, to be the change maker, not only in your own health, to live all out, all in with health freedom, but then to go ahead and change another and help this Abuga Memorial to rise up to a brand new level, like Peter said, to be that building Fortunes Radio, that building Fortunes Voice, that building the fortune that we are doing right here and now to be the difference maker. Because Dr. Martin Luther King, when he said, I have a dream that with health freedom and what we can do is that we can do this together. Because when you have a dream, you become a dream weaver. Now, don't you? And a dream weaver is one that flies beautifully, catches the rays of the sun, and does it with love. So join me at this time, honoring a tribute to the founder of the orphanage, Dr. Amos Abuga, his life, his legacy. But let's promote it further to the Abuga Memorial Foundation, the Abuga Memorial Orphanage, to be in James 27, to keep yourself unstained from this world and to visit the widows and the orphans, to visit them with your time, your talents, and your prayers. So you can go to givesendgo.com/Dr. Amos, or you can go to Back to Back for Kids. That's Back to Back for Kids. Be that dream weaver. In the word weaver is we. It takes you and me to do this dream weaver thing. Dr. Martin Luther King was a dream weaver. He inspired people far past his passing. Absolutely. Dare to dream, because as you dream for the daring, there is a defiance that you must go beyond your circumstance and go to what is possible. I think of the quote, and I'll end with this, from the iconic Les Brown, and he said, it's possible. It is possible for you to open up the key to a whole new future. I believe it's the future for them, these new orphans that are going to be coming through the Abuga Memorial Foundation, and that will give them the access of unlimited power that they have within themselves. It's through you and me being those disciplinables. And all they need is for them to hear somebody say, it's possible. So join me in saying, I have a dream. We have a dream. We are dream weavers, just to live beautifully, to dream passionately, and to love completely those that are underserved, those that are less fortunate. So go to givesendgo.com/Dr. Amos and back2back4kids.com. I look absolutely with such honor, and I look forward to your call at 800-820-0854. That's 800-820-0854. You can always find me on buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. My website is healthcoachjody.com. and also Jodee at Health Coach Jodee, and on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook, it's at Health Coach Jodee. So DM me, be that dream weaver for yourself first. As I say, you heal yourself, and then you go up in opportunity, come in impossibility and positivity, and then go out in empowerment. It's hope in these times. It's being a dream weaver in these times, being a disciplinable, not only for yourself and your health, but even for others as we go and serve the world. Because as I say, just be a dream weaver within you first. And Peter, this is Dr. J saying, have an awesome and Dreamweaver healthy day. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent information. We're going to make sure that we have this available for replay. So if you go to buildingfortressradio.com/Jodee, that's buildingfortressradio.com/Jodee, you'll be able to hear this and share it with other people as well. And I know there's going to be a lot of people with Success by Health that rehear this message, and you're already familiar with Dr. Amos Obuga. But I know I've heard his name many times, but just for spelling purposes, Obuga is, it looks like the word bug followed by a letter A at the beginning, a letter A at the end. So you'll always remember it for the rest of your life. A and then B-U-G and then A and Dr. Amos. And if you go to that website that she had mentioned before, Jody mentioned, give, send, go.com/Dr. Amos. That's D-R-A-M-O-S. And, you know, kids always have a soft spot in my heart, because I think every kid needs a solid foundation to be able to grow themselves up as functioning and great adults. And orphans themselves, people that are adopted, things like that, it's a tough thing to come from an unstable background. So we want to make sure that these kids who have probably had an unstable background before don't have any challenges associated with the sudden death of Dr. Amos. So whatever you can do to be able to help, make sure you help the best way you possibly can. And Jody, thanks for being here. I've heard great things about the orphanage. We've done radio shows with Brooke and other people, including yourself, before, and I know they've been through a lot of challenges. I know they'll go through this, but we want to make it as smooth and as uneventful as possible, as these kids have lost their great leader. So I know somebody's going to step up. It always happens. You know, congratulations that the opportunity is available. There's always someone that steps up. When there's great things that happen, I know it's going to happen here as well. But if you want to share this and be part of that and accelerate this, make sure you check it out, buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodee. buildingfortunesradio.com/Jodee. Jodee, thanks for being here. I'll let you wrap it up, Jodee, and take as much time as you want.
Thank you, Peter. And thank you, because if you have one, and then it's 6 degrees of separation, I think in the internet era, and especially this COVID era, it's become 1 degree of separation. So you hear it from me. You go to Peter. Peter goes and takes it to another. That's how we spread the word. That's how we spread the word. So no, I can only say this once again, James 1:27. I hope it's on your heart. It's been on ours this week. And it really is a mandate to become that disciplinable in all six areas of your life, starting with spiritual. And that's where we are right now. Then it goes down to your physical health. That's what we're working on in 5 weeks, the foundational health, and the rest, the mental, emotional, social, and financial, will take care of itself. So join me as we do what is the command of all of us, that is to visit these orphans in their affliction and keep yourself pure in our almighty sight, because we will all exit this world, but it's what we do right now that counts so much. I have a dream. You have a dream. Together, let's be dream weavers. Thank you, Peter.
Perfect. We're going to see everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for your help in advance. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.